What's up, guys? John here, Titan Talk Tuesday official, back from the Arnold Classic weekend. What's going on, guys? I hope all is well with you guys. You guys are all doing good. Got a great show for you guys, too, as well. It's going to be a short one, but it's going to be a good one, right? And I'm here for all your questions and answering all those questions. So if you got any good questions, shoot them out at me. See, we got a whole bunch of people joining us in on Instagram, TikTok. I appreciate all you guys. Sean Purcell, Kay Raleigh on here. I'm going to let you know tomorrow, Oasis Masonry, what's going on, and I got a lot more. So what is going on? How are you guys doing this beautiful Tuesday for Titan Talk Tuesday? Listen, first thing off the bat, let's talk about therapy of the week, right? New therapy right to you guys. We've actually released three new therapies and one new transportation rate for another therapy that's worked very well. But this week, we're focusing on one of our new therapies, which is Tesmerellin. Joshua, I'll answer your question in 1 second, okay? And if you guys got any other questions, shoot them off. Joshua's got a good question about hormone replacement therapy. What does it cost, and is it for life? Great question. Actually, let's just get into the questions. That way, this will spur more questions for you guys to be able to ask. All right, and we only got a little bit of time, so shoot them out, and I'll hurry up and answer them real quick for you guys. So let's talk about it. So, all right. Joshua's question was, hormone replacement therapy, what is the cost, and is it for life, okay? So how much is it going to cost you for hormone replacement therapy through Titan Medical Center, and I believe it was a male for Joshua, and is he going to have to be on it forever? So let's talk about these things. First thing is, hormone replacement therapy through us is going to involve three different things for a male, three different medications. Testosterone, obviously replaces testosterone, optimizes testosterone, bring it up. The second thing we're going to do is probably going to be an aromatized inhibitor, an estrogen blocker. We're going to block the conversion from testosterone to estradiol. We want to at least keep that within a good normal range, you know, anywhere between 1 and 20, you know, maybe a couple points higher than that. We don't want to see it over 40, okay? And this is a common thing that happens with people that go to their general practitioner, urologist, or whatever it is. They never prescribe an aromatized inhibitor, and they always have high estrogen, which always causes them a whole bunch of issues, right? And we don't want them to be caused a whole bunch of issues. So at that point, we're going to make sure you don't get water retention, irritability, gynecomastia possibly, high blood pressure, all these different things that could possibly happen with having high estrogen, especially being irritable. You don't want to be irritable to people around you, right? You want to be loving. You want to be, you know, optimal, feeling good, you know, and people want you around, not thinking, oh, man, this guy is really short-fused or, you know, it might be really sensitive to a lot of different things. That's another thing. High estrogen, you're going to be crying for things you never cried about before, right? And you don't want that. You're going to be like, oh, man, like this little sad commercial came out. I would never cry about something like this. What's the matter with me? That's why. The next thing we're going to do is going to the third one would be add-back therapy for gonadal support. That means for your testicles. We don't want your testicles to shrink. We don't want your semen production to lower. We don't want your natural testosterone to get completely shut off. So at that point, we do not want that at all. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you the right medications to make sure that you optimize your body and make sure that you're not getting any of the negative symptoms, right? Or very few at that point, and make sure we dial that in so you don't get any. So three medications, testosterone, aromatized inhibitor, right? Gonadal support, your testicle support. And then we're going to do, you know, syringes, needles, your shipping, medical review. This could be between $225 and $375 monthly. Just depends on the dosage, what's getting prescribed, and all that. We've got a couple different protocols and programs, so it really depends on the person. So at that point, if you're interested, you're going to have to do a blood test first. It's only $150 for a full in-depth blood panel, covering so many different things. All your, you know, your liver, your kidneys, your electrolytes, your complete blood cell count, white blood cell count, hemoglobin, hematocrit. We're going to do a cholesterol, full cholesterol, so total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, HDL, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol, and the ratio. We're going to do a PSA for a male. We're also going to do free and total testosterone ranges, progesterone ranges, estradiol ranges, IGF-1 ranges, which is growth hormone. We're also going to do B12. So there's so many different things, plus a full thyroid, T3, T4, TSH. So we're going to cover all these things in the blood test. After the blood test, you'll see our provider. If you're not in local to our area, not a problem. Wherever you guys are at in the United States, Titan Medical Center can serve you guys. So at that point, you guys will be able to see the provider in a video conference, get to talk to them, get to go over all your blood work, get to go over all your health history, your family health history, and what you're trying to achieve. What is the goal? What, you just want energy? You want to feel good every day? You want to lose weight? We can customize a whole bunch of different regimens for you guys, whatever the goal is. So that's really what it comes down to. So that's what it would be. It would be $225 to $375 monthly, depending on what's going on as far as what you're getting dosage-wise, medication-wise, and all that good stuff. All right, so we got another good one. KR Holly, what doses of testosterone do you usually start women on? So it really depends, right? But usually it can be between 1 milligram and grams. It really just depends on where the provider thinks that you're at, how many symptoms that you have, and all these crazy things. So it's usually between 1 and 5. Now, we have a couple different transportation rates for females and males, whether it could be cream, it could be a lozenger, sublingually, and it can be injected. For women, we really don't try to start them off on injectable right away unless they've tried some of these different transportation rates, because injection can hit you hard and can hit you fast. We're not going to overdose you on testosterone. We don't want females to get negative symptoms. We don't want them to get hair when they haven't got hair before, or deepening the voice, or clitoral enlargement, or anything like that. We want to keep them optimized. We want to feel them feeling good and feeling feminine still at that point. That's the big one for us, okay? So between 1 milligram and 5 milligrams. All right, TD Camden, what's going on? And Musil, Sharper Cell, female testosterone, try BioPelt. Nah, I would not do any pellets. Any pellets for anybody here, Shauna. So many patients get messed up by using pellets. Pellets have been so bad for females and males across the board. You know, it starts off good where they get energy the first month, but their testosterone levels are as high as a man's in a lot of the cases that we've seen through blood work, right? And they've got the negative symptoms that the facial hair has came on, or body hair on their chest where they've never had hair before. Deepening the voice, and the clitoral enlargement, you know. So I've seen females where they were just regular girls or regular housewives that just wanted to feel better, and their hormones were deficient. And being put on some of these doses through pellets, with pellets, you're along for the ride. You're on that ride no matter what. Once they insert those pellets in your body, starts absorbing them, start breaking down, and they start spiking levels. So once you're done with them, yeah, you could try to get away and balance some things, but at that point, you're not going to have that right off the bat, and it could cause a lot of issues, okay? So watch out for that. Brianna, what's going on? Bullets, what's going on? Jim Elliott, what's going on? Hey, buddy, I've been thinking about switching over for a while now. I called after your last IG Live, but we're closed, so I left a detailed message, but haven't heard back. Will you do me a favor? Will you text the line 727-389-3230? We had somebody on live, Sharice, said that they called, we were closed, they left a detailed message, but never heard back from anybody.
Oh, that sounds like staff should be in trouble.
So we will definitely be checking on the staff, guys, to make sure you guys are all right with this. It would be Jim Elliott.
Okay, so I'm text line, I'll make sure somebody...
Jim, will you please text the main line, and I'll make sure somebody jumps on it right away, right now. That's how we work. See, don't you guys love having me on live? Literally. You guys can tell me anything, and I'll make it happen right now. I'll give you an answer right now. And if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you, hey, listen, I don't know the answer, but I'll get it for you as soon as I possibly can. So it's a beautiful thing. So, Jim, I will definitely do it. He wants to switch over. I know he's with a general practitioner, urologist, whatever, and he's not getting the service that he needs, for sure. It's just No. Testosterone pills are no good. Shauna, don't tell my patients that, please. I love you to death, and you have great information and insight, but BioPellets are definitely not the way to go for anybody out there. In my experience, 5 milligrams is nothing for a female. And what is your experience? Have you been on 5 milligrams, and have you tested at 5 milligrams? Because 5 milligrams is really well for a female. Now, remember, usually a female, like on a LabCorp reference range, is like 0 to 44, okay? I guarantee at 5 milligrams for a female that she's going to get up to at least 90. That's going to be almost double. That is going to be double. That's going to be double of what the normal reference range is. And you don't want to go too high. But I would say keeping it at 100, maybe 100 underneath is going to be really, really good. That's where a lot of females feel an optimal range. And it's not too much where it's taking them over the top to get some of these negative things that could possibly happen to them. So it's really, you know, it's now... Depending on what kind of transportation rate, whether it was cream, whether it was maybe sublingual, maybe that didn't work well. But I know an injectable 5 milligrams is going to work very well, 100%. Okay? Yeah, Big Drew said 5 milligrams for women is more than sufficient. We know this. And you go up to 10 milligrams, it's going to spike. It's going to spike, guys. So at that point, you got to be careful with this. And females, you don't want to just go from 0 to 100. You want to, you know, boost it up. And I'm talking about speed. I'm not talking about the range. So it's really important. We'll do thanks this video. My man, Drew. So, all right, the next one. Testosterone, we can talk about that. Let me answer this one question real quick. So Bell Bottom on TikTok said LR3 at 50 micrograms at 5 days a week. Too much for a female? 2 months on and 1 month off. Definitely not too much. 50 micrograms, 5 days a week is not bad at all. Usually you can take 25 micrograms in the morning or 25 micrograms at night, or you can take 50 micrograms and bilaterally split them into muscles that you're injecting. Not too high. You're not going to cause any significant problems or harm or issues like that, or should not. And you should feel good, and it should definitely help in a number of different ways, from weight loss to help muscle building and such. Jay Cutler's twin. What's going on? Just did my blood work today. That's awesome. I'm looking small, dude. I guess so. I'm at 210 pounds today. Not too bad. Not too bad. What else we got? Nice biceps and tat. I appreciate that. Thank you. About to start TRT with you guys soon after you all looked at my blood work. Awesome. I can't wait to help you and get you going, man. I mean, that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you guys. We want to decipher what's going on the blood work. I want to help you guys out. And like I said, everybody's different. Health history, family health history, this could all be different in a number of different ways. And everybody's protocol could be different. It is what it is, right? Just joined. Could a female take a small amount of 200 milligrams an ml? So you want to kind of stay away from the 200 milligram per ml vials for women. Let me tell you why. Even if you took, right, and you went on to a syringe and you did the literally 0.1, what is 0.1, right? What is 1% of this? So you could possibly take it, but it's going to be so minute, I don't know if you can pull that out and inject it. But if you pull that to any higher a mark, you're going to be doing a very, very higher dosage of testosterone. So we don't want to do that, right? I want to make sure it's really small. So even with us, the vials that we get from the pharmacy for females are like 20 milligrams per ml, right? So it's a lot less. So when you do pull the 0.1 or 0.5 or whatever it is on there, 0.2, you know, it's going to be a lot less, and you're not going to have to worry about overdosing on testosterone for a female. What's up with walking or jogging, running, which is better for health and building muscle? Think Artist said, you guys are great. I appreciate it. What's up, walking or jogging? Running, which is better for health and building muscle. All right, so we know that cardiovascular activity is good, right? There's nothing wrong with cardiovascular activity. It's good for the heart. It's good for the body. Get you going. And, you know, if you want weight loss, cardiovascular activity is a great thing for that. If you're trying to get in exercising, walking is great. Brisk walking, jogging, running. What that is going to do, the cardiovascular activity is obviously going to be great for your health, but it's going to help you burn calories. And there's really no muscle building that's going on when we do cardiovascular activity like that. So if we're walking, great for the heart, great for the body. But for building muscle, we really need to lift weights, okay? And it doesn't have to be you going in the gym, lifting 10,000 pounds or whatever, 315, you know, benching or 225 benching. You got to just go in there. You got to start doing activity and doing it right, right? And getting the heart rate up, yes. But building the muscle would be you actually going through the motions of lifting weights. And this will help build muscle. Now, with building muscle, this will help burn more fat. The more muscle you have, the more fat you burn in your body. It's awesome. And weight training and walking or running or jogging is going to be even better for you. But if you're just trying to build muscle, we're talking about weightlifting. We want to push the weights. You know, like I said, it doesn't have to be crazy, crazy heavy, but you want to start pushing the weights. You want resistance. You want to get in there and do that. And I would say at least 3 times a week, you know, at very minimum, 4 to 5 times would be optimal. You know, 6 is really good and taking a 7th day off. But remember, we don't want to go all 7. We need some rest. You need rest and recovery to build muscle. You need rest and recovery to revitalize your systems inside your body, right? So don't just run it down into the dirt. You need to help it recover, revitalize, rejuvenate. And that is what it would be on recovery day. And sleep. Sleep is going to be very important, okay? Very, very important. Most things are dicey from patient to patient. Yeah, this is true. What else we got here on Instagram? I got some more on TikTok. Don't do what your friends, partner, said you do. Huh? Oh, really? No way. All right, awesome. Yeah, don't let partners, et cetera, take as directed by the medical provider. Do what the medical provider is put forth for you, okay? Because everybody can be different. What about free testosterone? I found total high, but I was told I was not converting, so 5 milligrams was too low for me. How do you get better conversion? So this is what I'm talking about, right? 5 was great for you. 5 brought your total high, but your free testosterone is low. Let's talk about this. This is very interesting. And if you're a really good medical provider, you're really educated about what's going on in hormone replacement therapy, you know exactly what to do in this situation. So let's talk about it. I love this stuff, guys. I wish I had more time with you guys. I got about 10 more minutes. All right, so your free testosterone was low, right? So when your total is high and your free is low, that means the testosterone is working. The testosterone taking is working. The problem is it's not, it is converting, but it's not unbinding itself, right? It's getting bind to the SHBG. So at that point, we need to unbind the free testosterone because that is what's working throughout the body, right? Now, this happens sometimes. You could put a guy on 300 milligrams of testosterone a week and his total will be high, but his free is low. And he's like, well, what the hell? This isn't working. I need more testosterone. No, you don't, because your free is low, but your total is high. So my point to this is there's another medication that you might need to take, and danazol is that medication. Danazol will free up your free testosterone, unbind it, and I'm telling you, it will go through the roof. And at that point, you need to start watching about DHT too, because if you're, especially as a female, if your total is high, your free is through the roof once you start taking danazol, then you're going to have to start worrying about DHT, dihydrotestosterone, and losing hair or thinning out. And this happens to males and females across the board. So this is something you have to take into consideration. And you have to be with somebody that knows what they're talking about and what they're doing with these medications or what medications to give you to really get you where you need to go. So at that point, danazol will unfree that free testosterone. You'll be fine. And 5 milligrams, I'm guaranteeing, is really, really good as far as the total. What was your total number? I just want to know off the bat. All right. Edward, new here. Do you all have multiple locations? Thought I saw y'all at CLT Airport. Edward, you did see us at CLT Airport. We were at the Arnold Classic. We were there for the weekend, and we were flying back home, and that was the midway point. So we service nationwide. So we service all around the country, wherever you guys are at, except for Idaho. And at that point, we're here to help you guys. We can set you up a blood test in your area. We'll service you with a consultation, video conference with the provider. The pharmacies will ship directly to your doorstep, your office, or wherever it is you need to go, or if you're traveling. So you guys have no issues. It's all convenience for you guys to be able to get the help and treatment to optimize yourself or to feel better, to improve quality of life. That's why we're here. All right. Taylor Television, what's going on? William, how you doing? Beautiful Illusion. Viralization is definitely going to happen for women in 200 milligrams rate. Yes, it definitely is, for sure. Drew's right on the money about that. It's Robbie. What's going on? Be Fit. What's going on? How you guys doing? What else we got? IB Pro Neo. What's going on? So Jordan, what's up? How you doing? Any more questions on here? What do you recommend for inflammation? Ooh, it's a good one. Inflammation can be brought down by so many different things. Glutathione, BPC-157, TB-500. I mean, there's a multitude of different things we have for inflammation purposes and bringing down inflammation. That's what I say. That's one of them. Glutathione is great for inflammation. TB-500 is good for inflammation. But BPC is one of my go-tos. And said Jordan brought that out, and I brought that up before. All right, so 4 weeks in with TRT and feel so much better. Started back at the gym for 2 weeks and lost 7 pounds. That is awesome. One, we get you feeling better. Two, you're losing weight, and you want to lose the weight, right? You want to be healthy. You want to have a good weight. You want to feel good. We're doing that, hopefully, for you, or you're doing it. That's amazing. I love it. All right, what else we got here? Are the doctors, what does it say? It says, Are the doctors women there? I hate working with women. Oh, man. Listen. All right. So we do have women that work at Titan Medical Center. We do have male doctors, too, as well. But we have nurse practitioners that are females. They're phenomenal. Guys, my nurse practitioners are the top of the top and will beat anybody in the country. Doctors, too. Male doctors, female doctors. I'm telling you guys. One of my nurse practitioners has been with me for almost 7 years. She knows every therapy right back and forth. Blood work, she can read it up and down, and she can tell you exactly what's going on and get you optimized. So at that point, like, say maybe a guy wants to talk to a guy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that guy is going to be better knowledgeable than the other provider. And really, you want the more knowledgeable provider. It's not just about, hey, as a dude, I could talk to more like a dude. Because I understand that. I definitely understand that, for sure. Just like, you know, some females, they don't want to see guys. They're like, oh, they don't understand me. But they do. They understand. So, you know, if you can get past that, that'd be cool. You know, at that point, you know, I understand. Like I said, the guy want to talk to a guy or a girl want to talk to a girl. But you should really want the best medical provider with the most knowledge to be able to help you out with whatever's going on. Okay? That's just my personal opinion on that. All right. Is TRT okay with factor V blood lead? So this is something that our nurse practitioners or medical providers would go over with you. Some circumstances, okay. But I don't want to say yes and you go through and you're upset with me. So the best thing to do would call or text us. We'll go through things for you guys. Make sure it's okay before you start getting really the process going or get prescribed anything, for sure, 1,000,000%. Sustadon, do you guys prescribe it? So Sustadon is a blend that has all three esters and it has one more different ester that's not even legal in the United States. But do we have a tri-blend testosterone? Yes, we have a tri-blend. Cypionate, propionate, and enthate all together in one blend. So we do have something that's very comparable to that. And very good. I love it. It's great, right? Any doctors at Titan? Any doctor at Titan is great. This is true. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate that. What else we got here? I love these questions, guys. If lifting 5 times a week, will cardio hurt my gains? Absolutely not. The only thing when we talk about cardio is this. Listen, cardio is great for cardiovascular health. So, you know, with me, I should probably be doing a little bit more cardiovascular, but when I do run, I still run pretty good. I'm not huffing and puffing. Usually my sexcapades are my cardiovascular activity. So at that point, that's kind of what I do. But you know, it's not going to hurt your gains. Now, if you do a ton of cardio and you're not eating the right amount of calories, you're going to go into calorie deficit and this could possibly hurt gains. So at that point, you know, I would do an abundance there. You know, make sure you're doing some cardio, but you're not doing too much unless you're trying to really shed down. But the working out 5 times a week, you know, fueling the body, letting it recover, this is going to be key, all right? Make sure you're having a protein in your diet. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Protein is number one. Even when we talk about taking like Ozempic, like semaglutide, tirzepatide, when you're taking these things, you know, there's been a lot of huffing and puffing out there about, oh, you're going to lose muscle like crazy. Well, yeah, if you don't eat protein, it's going to happen. It's going to happen no matter what. You go to a desert island by yourself, you have no food. Okay? You don't eat. Have you ever seen like Naked Afraid or any of those shows that are on TV? They go out there, they're all nice and everything. Man, 7-14 days in, man, they look emaciated. I mean, emaciated and look like they've shrunk a ton. It's because their body's not getting what it needs. So the body is, it's not going to just die, right? It's going to adapt to what it can and it's going to do what it can before it dies. It's going to start cannibalizing muscle and protein in the body. It's going to start going after all these different things so it can survive longer. And that's for your benefit. So it is what it is. What do you suggest using for ground glass syndrome in the lungs? Hope this. Wow. I'd have to look into this, man. I wouldn't even know. And I'm not going to tell you, Micah, that, hey, listen, yeah, this is what you're going to take for ground glass syndrome. You ever heard of that, Charisse? Ground glass syndrome in the lungs?
It was a popular thing after COVID, you know, where they have like the glass pieces in there.
Anything you could think of for lungs to help therapy-wise?
Thymosin alpha.
Really?
Thymosin alpha.
Thymosin alpha 1 would probably help. I don't even know. I can't even say like, yeah, this is definitely.
The only thing that's going to help with that is you need to go get on the treadmill and expand your lung capacity.
Yeah, so that would be a good one. Cardiovascular activity for sure, 100%. Glutathione is great for the liver. Could be good for that. I could be wrong, but you should call in and talk to one of our providers. Would probably be the best thing to talk to about that and really help. Glutathione is definitely a great one. Thymosin Alpha 1 is another good one. So, you know, that and cardiovascular activity, expand the lungs. Like she said, that's another good one. 150 TRT for a year. Looking for compounds to boost muscle building and help with joint pain. Ideas, of course. BBC 157, TB500, great for joint pain. Great for joint pain. Muscle building, Tessamorelin, MK677, CDC1295 with Ipirelin. These are going to be great. IGF-1 LR3, going to be another good one for muscle building. So there's quite a few that we have for muscle building specifically, and will help on the other end. Be on TRT pellets for 18 months. Love it. Said it and forgot it. Gym, energy. All right. So we'll see, but pellets, I really don't recommend for patients, you know, but listen, if you're having a good experience on it, I hope it keeps going like that. I've had that not happen. I've had that happen, not fun. All right, and what else we got here? Hey, John, what up, Brandon? How you doing? Prolactin levels are high. Ideas. So prolactin levels, this is going to be a number of different things. If you're a male, it could be a little bit different. Now, different compounds can cause prolactin to raise. So different medications, different steroids can definitely raise it. I've seen guys where they've actually shot milk out of their nipples, right? Fluid out of their nipples. And they were taking underground steroids, and this built up prolactin, and prolactin got so high, and then that's what happened. The other thing that could raise prolactin is prolactinemia. So if you have a tumor, that could raise it, and they call it prolactinemia, and that will raise your prolactin very high. There's a couple of drugs out there that can help this, cabergoline and such, but you really want to find the root of the problem. What is causing the prolactin to go high, right? But you can treat it too as well. All right, so how do I deal with high hematocrit? Great question. So high hematocrit, hemoglobin, red blood cell count, there's only one way to deal with it. You have to do donations. Or if you can't do donations, you have to get a prescription, which is a therapeutic phlebotomy. That will help you. You'll go in. They'll have the prescription. They'll, all right, we need to draw 500 mLs of blood, and we need to do this every 2 weeks or every week. Donations, they only let you go for, like, I think, once every month or a couple months or whatever it is. So if that is a problem, then whoever's prescribing you your testosterone or androgens or anabolics, they need to, you know, one, you can go donate and sit and walk in and say, listen, I'm feeling generous today. I just want to donate blood. If they don't let you do it, two, you have to get a therapeutic phlebotomy. It's a prescription from your provider, and they'll go in and they'll do it for there, no problem, okay? You suggest the pellets or intramuscular for TRT? Definitely not pellets. No pellets. I'm telling you, I've seen so many problems with pellets, guys. But what I would do is intramuscular testosterone for sure, 100%. We got 5 minutes, guys, 5 minutes, and I got to go. All right, what else we got here? Anything else? All right, I need her to run my script. All right, so listen, car text a line. I got a text back. John, thanks, man. Going to be getting live. Awesome. Awesome, Jim. I told you guys. Listen, you guys got a problem. You guys know where to find me. Every Tuesday, I will be here on Titan Talk Tuesday. And I got to go to a funeral right now. You know, that's one thing. I've got a lot of different things going on with family things and all that. So it's been trying for the last couple of weeks. But that doesn't stop me. And that's not going to kill me. And at that point, I'm going to still be here for you guys. And helping you guys and helping my Titans and Titanettes out there. So it is what it is. You know, don't like it, but it is what it is. All right, so I think that's it. Listen, before I leave, one therapy with you guys, a therapy of the week, and then I got to let you guys go because I got to get in the shower. I got to shave. I'm looking like a caveman over here. All right, so let's talk about testosterone. Testosterone is a therapy of the week. Testosterone is a GHRH peptide, growth-releasing hormone peptide. Testosterone is FDA approved. It's been FDA approved since 2010. This is something that's not going to go away. This is not something that got scheduled, you know, not compounding list and bulk list and such. This is something that's going to stick around. Now, testosterone is great because, one, it's the best GHRH out there. Beats CDC1295, beats MK, beats Semirelin, beats Ipirelin by itself. The best things about it. Let's talk about the benefits. A couple of different ones for you guys. One, it raises growth hormone levels. Raises your own natural growth hormone levels. That means that's going to be great for recovery, revitalization, anti-aging. Great. Awesome. The other thing it does, and listen to this, because you guys are going to like this one, I promise you. So, testosterone also targets visceral fat, belly fat. Visceral fat is the fat surrounding organs, the bad fat in the body. It targets visceral fat. It was made to help HIV patients that are taking the cocktail drugs, because those cocktail drugs add visceral fat to their stomach, to their belly area. So this is not only going to help you gain anti-aging, gain better growth hormone levels, gain better sleep recovery, better gains, build building lean mass, and it's also going to target visceral fat, belly fat. There's no other medication or therapy out there that specifically targets visceral or belly fat. That's amazing. And FDA approved for this. So there's a ton of studies on this stuff, guys. This is not some research chemical. This is not something that was done on mice only. This is something that has been thought through and been able to be approved. So that's a game changer. And with some of the other drugs and medications and therapies we have, we can change the game and change people's lives forever. It is amazing. I'm telling you guys. So I'm very, very happy about it. How do you get it? You call or text 727-389-3220. It's the main Titan Medical Center and the only number for Titan Medical Center. So any of our social medias, TitanMedicalCenter.com, you can go there and check it out. Test them, Morellin. There's no negative side effects, okay? All you have to do is call or text us. Is the HGH called Genotropin any good? It might be if it's real, but if you're getting from black market, you're not getting from a real pharmacy, I would not trust any HGH that came from anybody else, except for if I got from like CVS, Walgreens, maybe a compounding pharmacy, because it's all commercial products, so they can't compound it. So you're going to get your commercial product. That is what I would go with, 1,000,000%. And Omniotrope is probably a really good one that's not as expensive as some of the ones out there. So Mactin, that's another good HGH that's out there if you get it from somebody that from a real pharmacy, okay? I would go with like Tessamorelin. It's, you know, it's a little bit less as far as cost-wise, and it's going to do what growth hormone is going to do. Plus, it's going to target visceral fat. Growth hormone doesn't target visceral fat. It doesn't do that. It helps with overall weight loss and body fat coming down, yes, but not targeting specific visceral belly fat. Sustanon. So we talked about this earlier. So we talked about, you know, with this that, you know, we don't have all four esters that are in Sustanon because one is illegal in the United States. But we do have a triblend that has enanthate, propionate, and cypionate. Sub-Q or IM for TRT? Adam Adams, I would always go with IM. IM all day. I know a lot of people talk about subcutaneous injections, doing them regularly every day and having a more keen, even level. Not true. I've seen it spike. I've seen it not so good. You know, at that point, why mess around? Intramuscular injection if you can, and rock and roll, and you'll be feeling great, okay? Think harder. You're welcome. You guys are all welcome. I'm going to have to wrap it up, guys. I appreciate you guys. I have to get ready for a funeral, and I got probably about 25 minutes to do that. So I stay on here as long as I possibly can with you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. Arnold was crazy this weekend. I'll have some more videos coming out for you from that. And we possibly have a booth there next year. We'll see. And we've got a lot more things coming down the pipe. So I want you guys to stay ready, be ready. Titan Medical Center, Titan Lifestyle is going to take it to a whole nother level this year, just like I always do every year. I promise you guys, it's going to be amazing. More therapies on the way, more apparel on the way, more events on the way, and more great Titan Medical Center content coming your way. So that's it, guys. Thank you guys for Titan Talk Tuesday. Joining me, I'm John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys next week. See you later.